Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean for Tuesday. First with yesterday's news, I am Glenn ZB. We're looking back at Monday. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's an election campaign going on. And one of the issues is Labor's immigration policy now. So we'll get stuck into this shortly. Is Mark committing insurance fraud? He gets a bit of a telling off about that. But before any of that, another one of Labor's policies is their tax policy, but we don't really know all the details, and it's really made Winston Peters cross.
Not happy with Jacinda's transparency so far.
What I did ask for was to know what the detail behind their tax policy is, because until we know that, we can't make up our mind on any matter. And I did have to mention as a fact that rather than some sort of wild speculation, which it's led to. All I'm saying is we need to know what their tax policy is, in the same way as I demand the National Party tell us what their water policy is, which, again, is behind closed doors and vague.
What do you make of the fact, when I spoke to Labor's finance spokesman, Grant Robertson, last week on this program, he said, well, at the end of the day, the voters don't seem to mind because we're winning in the polls.
Well, I can't be responsible for a cavalier comment like that when I'm asking for detail as to where they're going on taxes. The idea that you're going to consign it to a committee and then let the committee decide and move on that without a mandate or a vote from the people is simply not right. Now, look, the previous leader of the Labor Party, Ms. Little, knew that. He said he'd have a committee, yes, and he'd wait till the next election before he put in place any of the provisions they might recommend. All I'm hearing, of course, is various items being ruled out of the committee's deliberations. Well, if you know what you're going to rule out, then tell us what you're ruling in now, because we need to know with clarity. And there's no use saying, I'm being blatantly transparent, I'm being frank, I've been open, I've been honest, when none of that is a fact when you come to the details.
Seems a bit rich for Winston Peters to demand pre-election transparency when he never, ever gives any indication on who he's going to coalesce with. Anyway, let's talk about this with Leighton Smith.
Do you know, whichever side of the political divide you're on, that Labor and its leader want a capital gains tax, and if they want one, they'll damn well have one. And it's not even going to depend on the people who are appointed to the committee, because they'll appoint people they want. But they will. You might get a token, alternative, but that's all it'll be. They will. I mean, when you appoint a committee, when you want something and you appoint a committee to advise you, you appoint people you know you're going to get the results from. Otherwise, what's the point of doing it? So the only crowd who didn't take the advice of the committee was National, where they were advised to introduce a capital gains tax by the investigative committee that they established, and they didn't do it. In this particular case, you can be guaranteed that it will, because Labor has wanted a capital gains tax for a long time. And that is a progressive move. Progressive. More taxes, more government, more of everything. That is progressivism. Bigger government, more taxation, more control. That is what progressivism is all about. If you don't know that and you don't believe me, go do some research for yourself, and you'll find that's exactly what it is. The left has called themselves progressive for some considerable time. That word has been around, even though I didn't become aware of it until, well, relatively recently. It's been around for 100 years or more. And it is a leftist term. It's a replacement term for socialist, if you want. It's a disguised term. It is used mostly in the United States. Hillary Clinton's a progressive. They want to control things. They think they know better than you and me how to spend your money and my money, etc., etc. And it's my fear, too many people in New Zealand that are quite happy for that to happen. That bothers
me. I'm just saying, they do know better than me how to spend my money. Everybody, most people do. I've got no idea. I'd just blow it all on stuff at PB Technologies. That's really the only shop I'm interested in. I'd just go in there. If I was allowed to just spend my money the way I wanted, I'd just go in there and buy gadgets. So I think somebody should be in charge of it. May as well be Labor or Nash. Somebody knows what they're doing anyway. Hey, how about Labor's immigration policy? Let's really get stuck in.
Labor said they will ban foreigners from owning land in New Zealand by Christmas. Seems quite precise and definite. And it seems as though policy they've thought out and they're going to do if they become government. And struck me as being a fairly good idea. I've spent a long part of my life wandering through the suburbs of Auckland where there's house after house after house that clearly no one lives in. Can you tell me any reason that that is a bad idea? So to ban overseas people from owning houses, could anyone tell me why that's a bad idea?
Well, if Mike Hosking wasn't off sick, which he seems to be, had been off sick for a long time, I'm going to want to see a doctor's certificate. He'd be defending foreign ownership and immigration, and he seems to be in favour of that sort of stuff. What about Rachel Smalley? How does she feel about the invasion from overseas?
Well, we know our tourism and our hospitality sector relies heavily on immigrants to staff those sectors and to keep servicing the demands of our hotels and restaurants. It's really interesting to witness it firsthand. I had the same experience in Queenstown a couple of months ago. You cannot shut down immigration to the degree that New Zealand First wants to. Even Labor, with its plans to reduce immigration by 30,000, I think that would be a step too far. Labor says it would look at who we're bringing in and make sure we're still meeting the needs of certain industries. But find me a few hundred New Zealanders who want to work at Whakapapa Village on the remote central plateau and who have the skills and the work ethic to do so. You would be hard pressed, I think. The team at the Chateau gave tourists, myself included, a very warm, very welcoming Kiwi experience, albeit with an accent. And the Chateau, I think, is an example of how important immigration is to us, for tourism, for hospitality, for the regions and for our economy. And it's why New Zealand First and its push for this drastic reduction in immigration, rather, is both ill thought through and makes that party, I think, an economically dangerous beast in any coalition.
So some quite good points there. I feel slightly overshadowed by the humble brag that she's just spent the weekend at the Chateau. That sounds nice. So Mark has admitted, Mark Guy, this is our afternoon host, co-host, has admitted that he quite like his car stolen because he's over it. And this has got Joy outraged.
Hello, Joy.
Hello, Kerry.
How are you?
Well, I'm angry.
Oh, why?
Because Mark has admitted he does not lock his car.
Yes.
He has also said that he would like it to be stolen.
Oh, no.
To me, if I was his insurance company listening to the radio, I would pull his insurance now. Mm. I work with the police and as a volunteer, and I cannot believe that someone in this day and age does not lock his car when he goes shopping.
Well, no. Like, if I go to a mall, I lock the car. I'm talking when I pop into the dairy that's up the road.
No, it will still get stolen.
Well, it hasn't.
Believe me, I have to go out looking for them in a community patrol every day of the week.
Fair enough.
People like you just don't believe. And the other thing, Kerry leaves her handbag in her car in full view.
Yes.
Your turn now.
Yes, it is my turn now.
Now, I'm sorry, but no, I'm, as I say, having to be the person that helps on a community patrol in Papatoe, one of the things we are taught, we actually walk around cars and check to see if people have left gear in sight. And I would say, Mark, that you possibly, when you're in your driveway for 5 or 10 minutes, you don't lock your car in the driveway either.
It has happened, Joy. I'm sorry.
Learn, please.
No, well, yes, yep. I've been told. And I was joking before. Actually, if somebody did steal my car, it would be a huge inconvenience, and it wouldn't be worth the hassle. I was just joking. It was more a joke.
They can steal your car in less than 5 minutes, even if it's locked.
Mm. It was more a joke that nobody wanted to steal my car, Joy, because it's so crap.
I will send both of you.
Yes.
I will send you a flyer thing that you sit in your car. That says all valuables have been removed from this vehicle. New Zealand Police.
We only send one because there's only one person that's breaking that particular rule.
No, you will get one as well. Okay. That's, I'll just send them to 1ZB, care of Mark and Kerry.
Yes, that will get it.
Private bag 92198, Auckland Mail Centre.
Well, I don't have that. I'm sitting in a car because I have pulled over to talk to you because okay. You just made my blood boil. I'm sorry, but that upset me. And both of you, have you ever marked your electrical goods or your goods in the house with a DNA pen? And use snap.org.nz?
No, Joy, I'm sorry, I haven't done that either.
But we have publicised that.
Have you done it?
We haven't really got... goods.
My everything in my life is pretty much with me constantly.
I feel like Joy just gave Kerry and Mac detention. In fact, maybe not just Kerry and Mac, but the whole station. I feel like we're in trouble. Do I have to write lines? I feel like I might have to write lines like Bart Simpson at the beginning of each episode. Sorry, Joy. Didn't mean to boil your blood. I am Glenn ZB. I feel weirdly ashamed after that episode of News Talk ZB. Hopefully I'll get myself together before tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then.